Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:36 British Summer Time. And again, another interesting day in the markets. You might have seen my interview on Bloomberg earlier on today, where I was talking about commodities, and copper is currently up 70 in here. Nickel is consolidated a little bit in here today, but it's still steady. Lead hasn't had a particularly good day. But still, I think these are still looking really quite interesting. I got stopped out of my platinum earlier on today. It went straight through my stop before trading started, and there wasn't an awful lot I could do about it. If I had had a choice, I would have taken the stop out before it got hit, but that didn't happen, and I'm sorely tempted to buy it back in here now, but I decided to go back into gold instead. Didn't have the same sort of reaction. And it's looking quite bullish. Gold on the spot is currently up 4.27. It's at 4.46.67. I had been hoping to buy it back around 4.40. I didn't get that chance, and I went into the December contract. So precious metals looking interesting in here. Silver is up 78.7 cents. It's at 704.43. That's very bottom of the range. Platinum's down 120 to 185.05. Platinum really being the laggard of the sector. So you wouldn't expect that to do any great shakes until the others have really done very well indeed. The dollar is a little bit stronger in here today. It's on the dollar index, it's really coming right up to that 88 level. That was the bottom of the range before, so perhaps we're going to be looking at a little bit of past support being future resistance. It's a little bit early to say yet, but 2 days in a row on the upside is certainly not a trend for the dollar. The yen is also holding below that 110 level, and the cable is holding at over the 180 level, so still all to play for in the currencies. And you'll see too that euro yen, I was thinking about shorting that, because it's up a little bit here today. It's at 135.22, but I decided against it. I think I have enough of positions open at the moment. Natural gas is also doing very well. The energies have steadied up really very well in here. Gold is flat on the day. It's at 66.25. Natural gas is up 18. It's at 9.72. It does look like it's going to go up and test that $10 level. $10 is a big round number. It's only been there once before in the last 5 years, and that was very much an intraday move. So natural gas looking really quite good. I have been thinking just about, you know, a lot of the news stories that we're seeing at the moment, you know, about liquefied natural gas and power stations taking it. I do wonder, are we seeing a little bit of a re-rating of natural gas? If it is going to be used a lot more by power stations and in the creation of diesel for cars and that sort of thing, does that mean that the supply dynamics and the, sorry, not the supply, the demand dynamics for natural gas are changing? So that's going to be something that's going to play out over the next couple of years, and certainly one to keep an eye on. And definitely natural gas is a buy on any kind of pullback right now. Now, looking at the stock markets, and Europe had a bit of a funny day in here today. You know, you look at the screen and it doesn't look like they've had really big losses, but the DAX was down 38 points. That's over 0.75%, and that's about the same size on the downside today as we saw last week on the upside. So it is looking a little bit like a dynamic, but still right up there at the top, and you couldn't really say that this is a reversal up here, much more of a loss of momentum and a bit of a consolidation. And very much the same story in the US. They're all, the Dow, the S&P, and the Nasdaq are pretty much all range-bound at the moment, and they are just pretty much at the bottom of the ranges. So very much wait-and-see time for these European and US markets. The Nikkei was up 59 today, but that's still consolidating that gain, that really tremendous gain we saw last week. Hang Seng was down 22. Australia did really quite well, up 0.5%, up 21 points, excuse me, at 44.81. So that's good action on the ASX. And in New Zealand, you had some pretty good action as well. Looks like it's going to start breaking up out of that consolidation we've seen over the last week or so. So that's looking really quite good. Hang Seng is also currently very much the same story as the Nikkei. It's consolidating the gains we saw last week and pretty range bound at the moment. I've still got my long position there. That's by far the biggest position I have. I do have in the money stops in there. I'm in the August contract though, and I think that expires at the end of the month. So depending on what the chart pattern is looking like, I'll be deciding whether I'm going to roll that forward or not. I might just take the profits and run. Now, Thailand, which has been really quite a boring market for the last 3 or 4 months, it posted a little bit of a dynamic in here today. It's pretty close to the top of the range. Looks like we're going to see a little bit more downward action there. And Korea, you'll see that on the comment of the day, the key reversal, small key none the but a key nonetheless. So that's it's looking a little bit bearish there. We have seen those dynamics yesterday in quite a few of the Asian markets. There was a certain amount of follow through today, but not on a fantastically huge scale. So a bit of a warning shot across the bows for some of these Asian markets. If we do see Europe and the US starting to pick up again and moving up out of the ranges, particularly in the US, then that'll be good news for Asia and might produce quite a good buying opportunity in some of these indices. If we see the US starting to fall, well, the Wall Street leash effect is going to rein in these emerging markets particularly, and we could see some quite significant falls in Asia. So again, it's just wait and see time really for these US markets. Bonds today had a really pretty quite a good day. Consumer confidence figures came out, and they were up, but not as far up as I think people had been anticipating. So inflation not as bad as people had anticipated. The US Treasuries are up 21 points. They're at 116.10. That's looking really quite good. That does start it's starting to look like it's going to go up and test the top of the range, and I think the top of the range is clipping 120. So that's really quite bullish. And you have the commonality there. Bunds also had a very good day. They're up almost 0.5 point at 122.66. And gilts also had a good day. I'm just going to pull that chart up. I don't have it on directly on my monitor. And they were up 0.25 point at 112.99. So we are seeing really some quite good action in these bonds. JGBs, however, were really quite dull. And I'll give you the exact figure. They were up 0.04, 138.24. So a little bit of support coming in there at 130, and that support has held for the last 5 days. So on a commonality basis, you'd almost expect the JGBs to put in a bit of a rally from now on. And that is pretty much it from me. If there is anything at all I can do to improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me and we'll try our best. But thank you very much for your time.